Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Diane Coyle's GDP, A Brief But Affectionate History, offers an engaging exploration of gross domestic product, GDP, the standard measure of a nation's economic activity. Throughout this accessible book, Coyle untangles the complexities surrounding GDP, explaining its origins, its use as a gauge of wealth and economic health, and the controversies that accompany it. Suitable for both economic enthusiasts and casual readers, Coyle brings to life a topic that influences policy decisions and permeates everyday financial news, yet is often misunderstood or oversimplified in public discourse. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, origins of GDP. The concept of GDP originated from the 17th and 18th centuries, but was formalized into a measurable entity in the early 20th century. Diane Coyle traces its evolution starting from simple systems of tracking national income to its modern-day calculation methods. The development was significantly influenced by the need for comprehensive economic measures during and after major economic disruptions like the Great Depression and World War II. Coyle discusses key figures like Simon Kuznets, who played vital roles in evolving GDP's framework, emphasizing the historical context and motivations behind these measurements. The initial intention behind GDP was to capture the total economic production of a country, providing a clear figure that could assist in economic planning and decision-making. This section offers readers an insightful look into the economic circumstances and theoretical contributions that laid the foundation for what GDP would become. Secondly, how GDP measures economic activity. Diane Coyle provides a detailed breakdown of how GDP functions as a metric for assessing economic performance. She explains the three primary methods of GDP calculation: the production approach, the income approach, and the expenditure approach, each providing different perspectives on economic activity. By dissecting these methods, Coyle demystifies the process through which economic data is transformed into a global economic indicator. Furthermore, she addresses the nuances and the potential discrepancies between these methods, which can lead to different interpretations of economic health. Through engaging examples and clear explanations, this section provides a deep understanding of GDP's operational mechanics and its pivotal role in economic policymaking. The discussion illuminates the critical importance of statistical accuracy and methodological consistency in economic measurement. Thirdly, GDP and its limitations. Coyle engages critically with the limitations of GDP as an economic indicator. She discusses how GDP fails to account for environmental degradation, social inequality, and the distribution of income, which are significant factors in measuring true economic and social health. The book probes into the underlying implications of relying solely on GDP to gauge economic success, leading to potential mismanagement of resources and skewed policy priorities. Coyle suggests alternatives and modifications to the GDP measurement, involving adjustments for sustainability and well-being. This critique is essential for readers to understand the shortcomings of GDP and stimulates a broader contemplation on what truly defines the prosperity of a nation. Fourthly, the political influence of GDP. Coyle explores how GDP not only serves as an economic measure, but also as a political tool. Governments often use GDP data to justify policy decisions, manage public expectations, and influence electoral outcomes. This topic delves into the manipulation and interpretation of GDP figures, exploring cases and strategies where government entities might emphasize certain data over others to paint a particular economic picture. Coyle's analysis includes discussions on how such practices can lead to policy driven more by data manipulation than by actual economic necessities. This section enlightens readers on the power dynamics and political agendas intertwined with economic reporting and the inherent conflicts that arise from such entanglements. Lastly, the future of GDP. In the final discussion of the book, Diane Coyle speculates on the future trajectory of GDP as the ultimate metric of economic success. She examines the emerging critiques and the potential for new metrics that incorporate broader aspects of human and environmental well-being. The discussion includes technological advancements and data analytics capabilities that could redefine economic measurements. Coyle portrays a future where GDP may either evolve to include more comprehensive indicators or possibly be replaced as the benchmark by more holistic measures. This chapter encourages thoughtful consideration about the direction of economic assessment and its impact on global economic policy and individual nations' strategic decisions. In conclusion, COIL's GDP, A Brief but Affectionate History, is an essential read for anyone interested in understanding the economic indicator that shapes global economies and influences governmental and financial policies. Ideal for economists, students, policymakers, and the curious layman, the book provides a robust platform for understanding the strengths and limits of GDP. This knowledge is crucial, not only for those directly involved with economic planning and policy, but for anyone eager to understand the economic indicators that affect global markets and individual livelihoods. The insights offered by Diane COIL can empower readers to better interpret economic news, participate in informed discourse, and comprehend the broader economic forces at play in their day-to-day lives. If you would like to support Diane COIL, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.